I just wanted to let you know that your daddy was thinking about you. And he thought he'd tell you a little secret. A secret about why it's so hard to be a daddy. Now, this is a secret that every little girl should know about their daddy. Because they can understand. That's why I'm going to tell you, little one. Now you see, nothing makes Daddy happier than seeing his precious baby girl smiling up at him. Cheeks so rosy, eyes so bright, ponytail high, on her knees in front of her daddy, just waiting expectantly. Oh, just a picture of innocence. Everything perfect about his world. And he loves his little girl so much. He loves the bounce in her step. What a smile in her voice when she says hello to him. How so very polite she is. And how she takes pride in making her daddy so happy. And then those times, those beautiful times where she's curled up in his lap. Just soft and fragile, leaning on her daddy for everything, because she knows she can. That feeling is so precious to Daddy. It makes him feel like he's done the very best. The very, very best for his little girl. And she knows it. And she loves him. And she feels so safe in his arms. And he feels nearly complete just like that. And you know, Daddy could stay like that almost forever. But little one, your daddy has another secret, and this is what makes it so very hard, because there's another reward for being a good daddy. There's something special that a little girl brings to her daddy that he could not find anywhere else. Only she can give it to him. It's a taste of the kind of power that only kings could imagine. And it's a reward he must take. He must take from his little girl. But that reward is so sweet. So sweet that he dreams about it. Oh, it's a feeling that only his little baby girl can give him. Oh, but it's hard, because he loves his perfect, beautiful, innocent, bubbly little girl. The feeling that a little girl gives her daddy, doesn't stop the mere power of kings. She can make him feel like a god, like a creator, like the creator of her universe. Forcing his cock down her throat. Her pleas and whimpers went unnoticed as he used her mouth to make him feel alive, to make him feel complete. And he choked her with his cock, and she gagged and cried, and he held her there. Her squeal. He hears that gasping cry. And he's complete. He's inside his baby girl. She's his, and he's all the way hers. And then he needs to pound into her. Pound into her like hammer strokes. Like forging something hot and mighty and great and wonderful and beautiful with every fucking stroke. He fills her. And he can feel it. He can feel it swelling inside him. That perfect feeling. Like he's created the world. He's created the world for his baby girl to come in. And he just wants her to come. He just wants her to come with his cock inside her. She goes silent, and then lets it all out, and their daddy's seed spills into her. Just spurt after spurt, feeling his lust and his love fill her. And as he pushes in one final time, she can feel it all come out, just running down. And she's exhausted. She's used and done. There's nothing left. Until her daddy scoops her up, carries her in his arms to bed, lays her down, wraps his arms around her, kisses her sweetly, says, "I love you, baby. Daddy couldn't love anyone more." And then tomorrow, Daddy will start all over again, recreating his baby girl, his beautiful, perfect innocent.